Series 2, part 4. Amen. Just where we finished and where we stopped last time. That means any time or anywhere that ministry comes upon you, don't drop it. Just run for it immediately. Pick race immediately and run towards ministry. Run in fulfillment. Run for, don't run against. Don't run away from. Don't take a trip away from. That was what happened to Jonah, right? Ministry came upon him. He ran away. He ran. So, don't take a flee from ministry. And also, the point is that once ministry comes upon you, don't stop. Okay? Are you with me? Don't stop progressing to become better. Don't stop. Because if you stop, your desires, your lawful desires, will likely catch up with you. Are you with me? Once you stop, your lawful desires will what? It will likely catch up with you. Once ministry comes, that is now time to remember my family, myself, my academics, etc. No, that is the time to seek to fulfill God's calling. That is time to seek to make your calling and election sure. 2 Timothy 3:15. Second Timothy 3:15. Now, just write these key points down. I've said in part 3 as we are ending that we'll be studying about the law. Please, in the next couple of parts, you are going to learn to respect context a lot. Actually, what I wanted to just do before is, let me say it this way. I want to tell you what law in each verse imply mean. But the day I was seeing it, I say, hey, it's better we just make this thing clear. Are you with me? So, firstly, just write down this keyword. Just write law of sin and death. Oh, you have you forgotten flight mode? Law of sin and death equals law of Moses, which also equals law of works. Write another way. Law of sin and death equates the law of Moses, which also equates the law of works. Just those three words. Then write in your notes, law of God equates the Ten Commandments, which explains faith in Christ and love for saints. Write it that way. Don't put equals faith in Christ. Put which explains faith in Christ and love for saints. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 2 Timothy 3:15. You know, before, don't allow people to just place a name upon you. A name that God has not called you. Remember people before, they just call, our evangelist. And what they call an evangelist, all I just know to do before is just to shakara with the Bible, shakara with the power of God, shakara, just blah, 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 blah. Thank God for Pastor Jola, you mean that? Thought me to be calm. Dish it out. Sorry, John. In the name of Jesus. Teach it that line upon line. ETC. Line upon line, gently. Amen, amen. So, when I read the scriptures, what should I arrive at? When I read the scripture, what should be my destination? What is the destination in reading? What is the destination of Bible study? Especially, let me say, what is the universal man's destination for Bible study? 2 Timothy 3:15. And that from a child, Thou hast what? Known the only scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through what? Faith in Christ Jesus. Say salvation through faith in Christ is the end point of Bible study. So see, he said, you have known the Holy Spirit, which is able to make you so wise unto. So the last part is just the object of discussion. You can say the reactant in this place is like scripture and you. The result is what? Salvation through faith in Christ. Are you with me? That means you have read the scripture. Reading the scripture, that is the reactant. The product is you are able to arrive through salvation through faith in Christ. Say faith in Christ. So that is the result of Bible study. Let me say this way. An unsaved man, my God, a universal man can just read the Bible and become saved. In fact, a man can read the Bible and speak in tongues. In fact, that is how it should be. A man can read until he arrives at the destination of God. We saw that from chapter 1, right? Yeah. Many only created their own obsession. That's the issue. Many only created their own obsession. They created their own paths, P-A-T-H, away from God. Not that God was hiding himself from the universal man, but when they knew God, they what glorified him not as God. They created their own path away from God. So, that the Gentiles do not have scriptures, talking about not even today's Gentiles in those days, that the Gentiles do not have scriptures or the prophets does not mean that God has not dawned on them. That the Gentiles do not have scripture does not mean that the reality of the Godhead, the reality of his redemptive power has not dawned, D-A-W-N, dawned on them. You know, it has. It actually did. God hides himself from no man. The idol worshiper is just a perverter. There's something that does. Just a pervert man. It's like a pervert religion. And don't forget, if you now mix what I now taught in Antioch Genesis, I said influence is real. So if one person perverted something and he influenced you and influenced plenty others, well, you followed him by your own will, right? Huh? In fact, if you remember that season, I even told you that you can't even say that I'm born. Have you seen that even that you are born into a Christian home, it does not certify that you'll be born again? It doesn't. It doesn't. So I say, well, but that means that man is closer to salvation, and the man that is born into a Muslim home is what? Father. That is not God's will. That is not God's making. Are you with me? Everything is in man's what? Man's portfolio. Are you getting me? So it's not that God is unfair to the man that is born into a Muslim home and is fair to a man. That being born to a Muslim home is not God's making. That's why it's not God that put you there. Are you getting me? Oh God. It's not God that put you there. And it's not in God's one prayer. It's not in one God. It's not say, what somebody that is born in Saudi Arabia? How will you know God? Okay. And I ask you, why some of you that your dad is a lawyer or your mom is a lawyer? Yes, you say you want to become an engineer. Why did you change? Some of you that your wife, your mother, your father wants you to marry a Igbo girl, and you say, no, I'm going to marry what? Let me use somebody that is not in this church. You don't do that outside here. Amen. And then I want to marry an Hausa man. And you took that decision. Why? So as touching other things, you are able to take your stand. But as touching God, you say, don't worry. Anything my mother is serving, I will serve. No. Amen? So everything is in man's portfolio. And if you are influenced wrong towards a wrong end, well, sorry for you. Like, sorry for you. It's not in God's, it's not, okay, we got now stop the man from being your father. The imam. So, don't forget that. You can get that series 2 majorly to know what we said about that. Okay, Romans 2 verse 2, sorry. Romans 2 verse 1 now. Let's read together. One, two, go. Therefore, that what? See that word? That what? Inexcusable. Oh, man. Hallelujah. Chapter 1 basically discuss more about the Gentiles. Chapter 2 is about to talk about the Jews now. Now, say, therefore, that's inexcusable. Oh, man. Don't forget that this thing I'm saying, this is just a recap of understanding Genesis. So, you know, if you read series 2, if you read study that series, you know what I'm saying. A lot of things I'm saying today is a recap. Are you with me? I'm yet to get where I'm going. I will start into it now from this part 4. Okay. Therefore, thou art inescapable, O man, whosoever thou art that judges. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest what? Thyself. For thou that judgest, doest what? The same thing. So who is the one that is judging another? The Jews. Be writing down these questions and answers, though, please. I am explaining this chapter for you. So who is the one judging another? The Jews. They are claiming superiority. You that you judge another. You that you examine another. You scrutinize another. That should be criminal. That you examine another. You do the same thing. You that you are claiming superiority. Verse 2. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth. Against them which what? Commit such things. Don't forget, they do those things that is described in Romans 1:28. Why do they do those things? Because they reject God in their knowledge. You don't forget the source. Don't just focus on the action. Am I too fast? No? Are you still flowing? So why do they do those things in verse 2? Why? They rejected, that is Romans 1:21-22, right? Because they rejected God in their knowledge. So, don't forget that. Verse 3 now. And thinkest thou, O man, that judgest them which do these things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Question mark. What is he saying? See verse 4. Or do you, now, can see verse 4. Slowly want to go. Or was, despise thou the riches of his goodness, and forbearance, and long suffering, not knowing that the word goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. So, which other word can you use for despising the riches of God? Not retaining God in your knowledge. The same thing. So, this was he described that man in chapter 1. He despised. You saw everything God has made, you despise. And you proceeded. No, I love that analysis of Paul in Acts 17. That should be on the month at 18th, right? And on the Mars Hill. He said the God, he said he stood for an altar that they wrote to the unknown God. He said the God, the one that you ignorantly worship, let me declare him unto you. Say God that created all beings. Say the man that created you. Why should you think it's like gold and silver and stones? At the times of his ignorance, God has winged that, and now he commanded all men to what? Come to repentance. Because he has appointed a day in which he will judge all men by that man that he has chosen. And he has given assurance to the whole world in that he has raised him from the dead. Hallelujah. He just told them that your brain tells you that it is wrong to worship idols, and you rejected it. That the man, you are claiming that this is God that created all beings. Yet, God cannot talk. They see your life. Hallelujah. That's why I said that the man in idolatry is God of what? Insincerity, dishonesty. Praise God. So, verse 4, despise thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that that goodness of God should lead you to what? Repentance. Verse 5, want to go? But after thy what? Hardness and what? impertinent heart, treasure up. Can you see? It's a progressive journey. Treasure up unto yourself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, justice of God. Wrath against the day of wrath. So it's a journey, treasuring up. They are becoming worse. Their foolish hearts were darkened. You are seeing now that the same thing that happened to the Gentiles happened to the Jews, even with the scripture. Hold on, keep looking at this. Let's see it together. Verse 6, I will explain to you now. Who will render to every man according to his deeds? Deeds there is faith or unbelief. I'm coming there. Verse 7, we're writing the explanations. Verse 7, to them who by what? Verse 7, everybody want to go? To them who by patience what? How? By patient words. What must the universal man do? He must what, brethren? Continue. That means that you saw a glimpse of his redemptive power. You must not stop. It took at least Abraham minimum of 25 years to discover. Do you know why the birth of Isaac? Oh, okay. Where did Abraham believe God? And he was counted for him for righteousness. Huh? Genesis 15:6, right? That's when he believed God, right? But the substance of what he believed for, when did he come? Genesis 20. What do you think is happening there? But where did he believe God? Genesis 15. That means, as far as God is concerned, what is happening? The simple faith, one faith is what? Is enough. Huh? I believe in your sacrifice. Is enough, right? But for Isaac to manifest, he must now do what Paul described in Romans 4. Being not weak in faith. That means not that I have believed once. What must I do? I must continue. Now, why is the story of Isaac cogent to the Bible? This is not part of the teaching, I'm just telling you. Why is it cogent to the Bible? Because it was only in Isaac that he will understand the resurrection. I stop there. Okay, back to where I am. You can think about that. Two things you can see there. Number one, the physical, that one faith that he believed that is not enough for God was not enough to what? Bring forth Isaac. Right? Isaac is a physical element that he's now looking for. So for Isaac to come, he must remain in faith. He must be not weak in faith. He staggered not. He must not stagger. Right? That means, although a Christian believes in the gospel, what happens to him? He's saved. But if he's staggering, what will happen? It will prevent him from spiritual growth, right? Huh? So, but Abraham is to get to faith in what? Resurrection. For Abraham to understand what must happen, he must proceed. Not just that I believe, he must proceed in faith, he must bring forth Isaac, right? And after bringing forth Isaac, that Mount Moriah must happen. Yes, it is in that event that he understood resurrection. See a journey of faith. Now, write this down. This journey is available for every man to embark on. Every man.
Maybe grow up so that your mother can become a minister of the word. Grow up. And stop disturbing your mom. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Just write that down. And just meditate on that one later. Okay?
Just give me your stuff. Nice. I'm still talking about this our Jesus for a long time now. One day it will dawn on you. The way this one dawns on you again today. Amen. I'm just going to say it. Now we have to bring calculator to church. Are you with me? Calculator. All those age of Abraham, everything. We add it, subtract it. Until people call my church what? They are defining calculus, academic. See, I don't know nothing goes on Facebook. Say, don't know this church. And then they are just. They are just intellectuals. They have no power. Amen.
Olodo.
Sorry, Jerry, where am I?
7. To them who by what? Patience continuous. In well-doing, what is well-doing in that context? Seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life.
He's talking about journey of faith. So eternal life, is it in the beginning or at the end?
At the end of your discovery. Ah. Okay. 8. But unto them that are what? Contentious. This is the story of the universal man, same as the Jews. You cannot contend if there is not something to contend for and to contend against, right? To contend means there is something, there's an information you are trying to disprove. To them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey what? Unrighteousness, dishonesty, indignation and what? Wrath. Tribulation and anguish upon, now see this one, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil. What is doing evil? Not retaining God in your knowledge. That's where it starts from, okay? The actions are the result of not retaining God in their knowledge. He's not teaching conduct here. He's teaching the reason why people go into bad conduct. The bad conduct is only a voice of their rebellion, like Henry Tito would say. So, tribulation and anguish upon every man that doeth evil, to the Jews first, and also of the what? Gentile. Of both the Jew and Gentile. 10. But glory, honor, peace to every man that walketh good. What is walking good? You continue on your journey unto eternal life. Discovery of God. I'm not saying you are in a journey today. You are at the end of the journey, okay? Because you are believing the essence. Are you with me? If there's any journey for you right now, it's just a journey in ministry. Now for you to know what you are believing. Are you with me? So, but they are to embark on the journey. Just hold on and follow me. But glory and peace, please don't, last thing I said, don't interpret that out of context. You have to get the whole body of what I'm saying. Good. So, but glory, honor, and peace. Because the question I was about to ask is all these are not really part of the, it's long to enter today. But since I'm saying some things, I must not leave you just hanging. Don't forget, he said, it's in Genesis 15:6 that Abraham believed in God and it was counted for him for what? Righteousness. But faith in God is not really faith in death. Resurrection is the key. So my question is, let me use the word, when is Abraham qualified for eternal life? Is it at Genesis 22 on Mount Moriah or Genesis 15 verse 6? Please, do you get the question? I didn't say, do you know the answer? You get the question? So please, can I write that question somewhere? And trust the Spirit of God and trust Bible interpretation. You get to it someday. But I'm going to say, when can he relax that I'm there? Are you with me? Okay. So, let me read 10 and 11 again. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that walketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. Why? For there is no what? Respect of person with God. Based on the law of context. Now, see what he's saying. Do you know, he said tribulation and anguish. To the Jew first too, right? Are you with me? Then to the Gentile. Now saying glory and honor to the Jews, what? First too, right? And also to the Gentile. Why? Next verse. Because there is no respect of person. Why? The Jews, they have a written document to either quicken their journey in faith or what? Quicken their journey against faith. No, the issue is not retaining God in their knowledge, right? That knowledge is easily accessible to the Jews. Why? Prophets. But the Gentiles that are without prophets, is the journey hidden from them? No. Thank you. Okay. For there is no respect of persons with God. Now, everywhere you have seen judgment from that verse 25, verse 5, and yes, verse 5, verse 9, tribulation and anguish, everything. Judgment in those verses above can best be described as justice or equity. Write that down. Justice and equity. What he is saying since is that, let me wait for you. What he is saying since is simply that there is no edge. If I don't strip off, please, nobody should strip off. Justice and equity. E-Q-U-I-T-Y. I know you know it. Equity. And nonsense. That is what he was saying. He was simply saying there is no edge of the Jews over the Gentiles as touching what? Justification. That's what he's saying. That the Jews does not have an edge over the Gentile as touching what? Justification. Equity. He's just saying, it's just like justice. Like, the Jews that refuse to believe will be judged same as the Gentiles. The Gentiles that believe will be saved, same as the Jews, for there is no respect of persons. Are you with me now? Are you with me, brethren? How many of you are even happy that we are discussing this topic? For a long time, as Romans do not appear somewhere to you, we were accepting you before. Amen. So that's why we have to go through it. That's been somehow. Normally, before, you know when I see a young Christian then, when I tell them to read the book of Romans, I will tell them clearly, start from Romans 3:23. I've told plenty of people like that before. I said, please, chapter 1, leave it. I'm serious. Why? Then I couldn't explain it. 1, leave it. 2, leave it. Say, start reading your book of Romans from 3:23. Hallelujah. But God is not mysterious to us. So we just look at it more clearly. And with the light dawns. Amen. Until the day dawn and day star rise. Okay, Romans 2:12 now. So what he is saying since is that there is no partiality with God. No partiality. No partiality. No partiality. In fact, remember there was a day that we even looked at the Bible and we saw that we even have some priests that are not Jews. Right? E.g. Youth now. Huh? Jethro, yes? Number 2? Melchizedek, right? Now he's even a priest and he's not even in any lineage of Abraham. Are you with me? We have men like that. They are not even in that lineage of Abraham. Yet they were called, even Balaam. He was a prophet. Where did he come from? You have to think about that. His name is not in any, his genealogy is not here. It's not the son of Abraham. Amen? You know the way the Bible is caged? It looks like the only people that ask God is what? The lineage of Israel. No. Amen. That is why, I'll get to this very soon, that law that separates Jews from Gentiles, the law of sin and death. E.g., is there any part of the Ten Commandments that forbids Jews from marrying Gentiles? Scan through everything now. Scan through everything in your head. Yes. Scan. It's true. I didn't want to preach something that is not there. Is there any part of the Ten Commandments that really forbids Jews from Gentile relationship that deciphers them? Look at it now. You have time. There is the day of the Lord. So hope you have bought a drink for your sister. Hope you have bought a drink for your sister. And put a little alcohol inside for the infirmity of her face. Amen. So that she can be active. Sorry, we don't take alcohol. Huh? Is there anyone? Hallelujah. Now you remember that Paul in Ephesians 2, he called that thing that divides Jews from Gentiles, he called it what? Enmity. Remember? I haven't slain the enmity thereby. I haven't abolished in his flesh the law of, what do you call it, the law of commandments, but law of what? How do you call it? Come on, Ephesians 2. Although he used the word law of commandments, but we know that the Ten Commandments is not part. Is it law of commandments? Check. Commandments, right? Uh-huh. Although he used, now that's where you have to be intelligent right now. Although he used the word
law of commandments there, but it does not imply what? Ten commandments. But even in the Ten Commandments, there is nothing there that says what? Jews and Gentiles should not relate. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Can you say how we must not be hurry with anything? Just, it's a lifetime duty. Line upon line. After this now, now we see coming. He's ready. Maybe he's ready. No. I'm coming. Good. Verse 12 now. Romans 3, verse 12. For as many as have what? Sinned without the law. Who's that? What is the law there? Say it now. No, I will punch you. No, I will punch you. The written scripture, man of God. What did I call for you in the beginning? Who are Jews? Those who have a written document. Who are Gentiles? Those who do not have. Now, you are going to see law meaning different things in this book. So, that is what I want to explain. So, when you see, where am I? Verse 12, Abby. To sin without the law. Is law there will imply what? Scripture. Write it down. If you can write it in your Bible, write it there. That's how you can explain. The law means different things in the different, depending on what he's talking about. You see what I'm saying now very soon. For as many as have sinned without law, don't forget, it is the reason we are studying law. Just which one is which in this in Romans. Let me just tell you where we are going. We are going to chapter 8 today. Amen. Praise God. So just give your life to God. Amen. As many have sinned without the law shall also perish without what? Law. And as many as have sinned where? In the law shall be judged by what? By the law. So sin, the law there will mean written scripture. They shall be judged as written in the scripture. That's what he's saying. The people who have sinned without scripture, with the scripture, they will be judged as written in the scripture. Since the scripture already told the Jews the consequence of unbelief, since the Pentateuch and Moshe already told them the consequences of what? Unbelief. This is where Yahweh is. That's 13. Let me wait for you. 13. Hallelujah. Oh, we still have interviews with them. Okay, 13. Everybody wants to go? For not the what? Hearers of the law are just before God, but the what? Doers of the law shall be justified. Write this clearly in your notes. Doers of the law refers to, will it refer to obedience to the law of Moses or faith in Christ? Faith in Christ. Write that down. Why is it faith in Christ? Search the word shall be. Thank you, lady. You have time and notes. Shall be justified. That's the issue. Look at the objects. What will give justification? Is it law of Moses? Check Galatians 2, 16. Or Galatians 3. Let's start from Galatians 3, 11. Or 2, 16 first. Let me wait for you. When you see doers of the law, check context, shall be justified. Doers of the law there does not mean people who are doing the law of Moses. It doesn't mean people who are doing the 612 commandments. No. What's in Galatians 2:16? Rest, read, come and fast. Okay. I know how to wait for you. I'm sorry. Yeah. Are you down writing? I went. Okay, 2:16. 1, 2, let's read. Knowing that a man is not justified by the what? Works of the law. But by the what? Faith of Christ. Good. Keep reading, yes? Even we have believed in Christ that we might be justified by the what? Faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. So, in this place, what will doers of the law mean? Doers of the law. Those who arrived at the intention of the scripture. What is the intention of the scripture? From Eshai, you have what? Known the Holy Scripture, which is able to make you wise unto what? Salvation, which is through faith in Christ Jesus. Check Galatians 3:11. Come on. Galatians 3:11. Amen, amen, amen. You know, when we tell people that, come, 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 how do we describe this to people now? How do we describe everything we are saying now in a special, in an advert? Just get a good church and stay there. That's all I can say. Even come and go, is it enough? Everything now, how do we describe this one with one caption? Who is good in some summary here? Is that? How can you summarize everything now so that we can please the advert, so that people can come? It's not advertisable. Just come. Come. Submit your life. Simple. And we'll make it better. So, yes, Galatians 3:11. Once you go, let's read. But that no man is justified by what? The law in the sight of God. It is evident for Habakkuk. The just shall what? Come alive. Live by faith. So, funny enough, don't forget, where was faith written? In the same word, scripture, in the law. Law there referring to what? Scriptures. Is that getting clearer? By the same Moses. Although, don't forget, I say you should call the law of works, law of Moses. I tell you to call the law of faith, the what? Ten Commandments or law of God, right? Which explains what? Faith in. So, but don't forget, even the one I call law of Moses and the one I call law of God, who mentioned the two? The same Moses. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. Okay, thank you. So, the dwellers of the Lord there refers to those who have gotten to the end of Revelation. Those who have believed. Go to verse 14 now. This is the checkmate on the universal man. Let's read 14. Want to go? For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, which law there? Which law there? Come on, are we on the same page? Who agree that that is scripture? Who does not agree that that is scripture? Thank you. Who does not have the written document, right? Do by nature the things contained in the what? Written document. Aya. What? You know, these having not the law are a law unto themselves. Everybody, bring out my sword. You know, anytime Pastor Onyeka has said something, it's bad translation. Bad translation. My wife always like that. Bad translation. Well, this is the first time I will clearly call something wicked translation. You know, the way it's written, looks like when the Gentiles, when the Gentiles, which does not have the law of Moses, do by nature the different things, right? Can you see there? The things contained. Bring out your sword. Are you there? Are you there? Come on. When the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things. Amen, Greek word. Contained in the. Amen, Greek word. Contained in the law. Amen, Greek word. Hold on. It's actually one. It's one. Contained in the should be one. Contained in the should be one. Now, what is that Greek word for the things? Check it. Which is what? The. Definite article. Okay, check contained in the. What is the next Greek word? No, not that one. You don't have that one. What's that next Greek word? Toy again. Hold on. Okay, hold on. Write it down this way. The things, one Greek word. Contained in the one Greek word. Yeah. Like this, what I saw, I just shouted, what? This is what can lead you straight from faith in Christ to legalism. You will think that when the Gentiles have done the plenty things in the law of Moses. But what he was saying is, it's like double definite article. It's like the twice. You see that? You saw that, right? I bet you download his own Apple. I will own Wi-Fi for you now. You download his own application. All of you, you are not in Christ. Like double definite article. Just one thing. When the Gentiles, which does not have the law, do by nature the that. Hallelujah.
Not the plenty things. The one thing. You get that? He was emphasizing the singularity things that brings justification. He was emphasizing that singular thing that brings justification in the scripture. Don't forget, scripture is only useful when you are able to, at the end of the day, arrive at what? Faith in Christ. So, what are the things that the Gentiles by nature can do? Justification, faith in Christ. It's like the D or the D's. So, the way I rescripted it, I said, for when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the that intention of the law. Would you check different translations? See if there's any translation that got it right. None of them they will just go a wire. We're talking about plenty things. Check if there's anyone. If there's anyone that got it, if you don't get don't read it though. For when Jesus, which have not the law, do by nature that intention of the law. These have not the law, I was. I love to themselves. They are a scripture to themselves. Gabby again. Go. It's not now. Are you not getting what you are saying? Isaac, what are you saying?
Do instinctively what the law requires.
Hallelujah. Do instinct that which, although it can still be twisted, because what the law requires. Although now you know what the law requires, but the way that scripture is already telling you that there is only one thing. Paul is already telling you from there that there is only one thing. One thing. One thing. During the next break, don't forget, would you tell them how to find your message tried? message is a woman's Bible, no. So please, that's your own app, get the link inside Play Store. Place it on the group, let them download. I didn't want to have your own self. That's why I prefer system, this one. That's why also we have PC study Bible. That one is heavy, but they are good natural for Bible study. But this, a lot of people can go into religion by this. That the Gentiles by nature can do this. No. One thing. Say one thing. Faith in the Son. Quickly rush to John 6:28. There is only one thing to do in the Bible. John 6:28. Like, that is the first time I will really be bold to say very, not bad, wicked. Wicked. The all contained in the is not the content is not there. It's just D. Oi, oi. Or have you oi? How do you pronounce that? Oi, oi. Oi, oi. Just oi, oi. Definite article. One thing. Did that. Something like when Jesus do did that wish. Okay, thank you. See John 6 now 28. Let's read 28 and 29 together. Or let me read 28. You read 29 for me. Then they said unto him, what shall we do that we might walk the works of God? 29, want to go? This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom you have sent. Hallelujah. So when the Gentiles, without the scriptures, can arrive at that conclusion. Checkmate. You cannot tell because you are not a Gentile. I told you something in the earlier one. I said, God had time for each man. Oh, God. God had time and attention for each person. Time there does not mean time by the hour. I mean, God had attention. God can give each man attention to know him. Amen. Nobody will say God. Nobody will be able to say on that day that God did not. I don't know. I didn't know God. No, you won't be able to say it. You, like I said, it will not be glaring to you because you have a speaker to know God. Praise God. Okay. And of course, now, you have to get what I'm saying clearly. That's why combine all these series.
Although it's not too good that I'm talking about this in this series, because now somebody will now ask me, now that means somebody without scripture or seeds can be born again. Now you have to understand the difference between what I mean. Gospel and full gospel. Are you with me? I explained everything in that one. That series too. Gospel and full gospel. E.g., everything that Abraham believed, did he speak in tongues? Did he receive the Holy Ghost? What brings the Holy Ghost? Full gospel. But what he did, was it enough for justification? Is that clear? So the Gentiles, without the scripture, can arrive at that. Is that not what he said? That's what we are seeing. Well, don't pervert my teaching. I know you will not see anyway. I'm talking to people who will one day listen to this one without others. These teachings are not isolated. In this church, three teachings or four teachings majorly, gospel and God's action, understanding Genesis, and what can the Bible be wrong? They are not different series. Let us say we call them different teachings, so you will not be tired. After when I call something part 15 or part 25, are you? But of course, it looks like a different emphasis. Like in Genesis, we really dealt with things that were paramount in Genesis. But you see the same thing. You are still trying to explain God. You are still explaining the Bible. Are you with me, brethren? Thank you. So please, you cannot take those three teachings. You must pick everything holistically, like as one material. Where am I? If you call my grammar wrong, I will punish you. Okay. So I'm saying, so it's okay, so from all we have said now, is it only the Gentiles that must embark on the journey to know God? No, the Jews the same. That means even that they have a written scripture, that was not enough. They have to search to see. That's why he told them in John 5:39, you search the scripture in them. You think you have eternal life. You didn't know that the scripture testified of me. And you didn't search the scripture enough to see me. John 5:39-40. That is paraphrase anyway. So it's both Jews and Gentiles. And when I'm saying to know God, I'm not saying to just believe that there is God. No. Is Godhead, right? That will imply his son. His sacrifice. So, like I told you, this is one of the things that traditional people translate, pervert, to human sacrifice. Perversion. They knew. Check that 2 Kings again. Check that 2 Kings. This is what I was trying to look for in the earlier part. It's not there. It's, I know it. Sorry, yeah. It's not. It's in this. Hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter 3:26. Bless. In the name of Jesus. 2 Kings 3:26. Water. It's just so touching. And that's why I told you, these things are left for you in the Bible intentionally. Intentionally. Let's read, come on. And when the king of Moab, right, you know the earlier story, saw that the battle was too sore for him, he took with him, how many? 700 men that drew swords to break through even unto the king of Edom. But they could not. Next verse, 27. Want to go? Then he took his eldest son that should have reigned in his stead and offered him for a burnt offering upon the wall. And there was great indignation against Israel. And they departed from him and returned to their own land. Who taught him? This is the same like a man, like Abraham, that got to that point of his own Mount Moriah, something like that. Rather than keep listening, he didn't listen fully. You get that? You know, but no, that is why, let me say this to you. Why we are studying is important. Why we are in church is important. Guess, do you know why able to understand and get to the end of Revelation. He was doing everything to know God. What he was doing, he took Isaac there to, so as to what? To know God. But this man took his son to what? To win a battle. To gain a physical victory. Are you with me? So therefore, now I'm not equating, you know, we don't know the previous antecedent of this man. So I'm not equating everything fully. But what I'm saying is, see the story. The king did this to win a battle. And because, this is why I wrote in my notes, I said because of the victory he sought, he could not discern that this is not the point. That it is God's son, not my son. Hallelujah. So is that sacrifice of God's son that the universal mind is to discover? Of course, you have your own culture and you know the different things that were done. We have peace, one thing, to do this thing, everything. So what this man did right now, this is not gospel, this is perversion. Are you with me? That means it's like you receive a part of God's counsel. You know that this thing can bring me victory, right? We receive a part of God's counsel and you pervert it. And let me tell you the truth. Once you pervert something, what happens? Demons come to help you. Ah, yeah. That's why this is not an example in Christianity. It is, you know what you saw there is just, is what you saw there is really demonology. Perversion can bring demonology. In serving God, you can start serving demons. No, Israel. Yeah, if you read that, and that will also tell you and that part of the story. That means all those victory that God was promising Israel. It's not God, though. It's not God in their back to go and kill people. Because if you read that earlier story, you know now, I've explained it very well in this church. That is where Elisha was said, they went to Elisha. Elisha prophesied, okay, is the old Elisha that prophesied, not prophets like small Obadiah or Elisha, man of God. Man of God. Is Elisha that prophesied? The first came to him and said, I didn't want to talk to you. Then I said, if not for King Jehoshaphat, say, I will not have to talk. God of him, bring me a minstrel. They played the music. The Holy Ghost, sorry, not Holy Ghost. The Holy Whatever called him, came upon him. He's still Holy Ghost, anyway, maybe. So something came upon him. And he prophesied, just say the Lord, don't worry. You shall not see water, shall not see water. What? No, that's a different prophecy. Just prophesy. Say, don't worry, you win the battle. Just go. They went. Ah, they took their sword. And they were fighting. Back, 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 back. Ah, prophet has spoken. Prophet has spoken. And they were winning. They are winning. They are winning. And the king of Moab took 700 men. Let me go and deal with the king of Edom. Three kings, though. King of Israel, king of Judah, and king of Edom. They besieged the Moabite. Why? It's because, all this is not necessary anyway, but Moab before, they paid tribute to Israel. So once that king died, now stop paying tribute. They didn't want to pay to his son. I said, hey, let's go and fight them. I said, hey, back, 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 back. And the king said, eh? He said, you have a covenant, Abi. Don't worry. Look, his elder son. Slaughter him. And I didn't know why Bible just put it that way. He said, just say, indignation was against Israel. And they went back, they left him. Now, we don't know what happened there. So that is altar versus what? Amen. Praise God. Now, so, don't forget, that is not God's will. That is not a symbol of Jesus. So, anybody that kills his own son is does not symbolize Jesus again. It's not symbol Jesus. That is perversion. They went off track. That is the better word to describe it. You are on the way to know God, and you now went off track. If Abraham had killed Isaac, he has gone off track. And if he proceeds in that, it's demons that will help him. Not God. Good. Go back to Romans 2. 15. Now said, we show the work of the law written in their hearts. What's the work of the law? There. Huh? That is faith. Their vehicle now. Their conscience also what? Bearing witness. And their thoughts demean. Why excusing or else what?
accusing one another. Verse 16, everybody wants to go. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men, by who? Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. According to my gospel. What is the gospel of Paul? Faith in salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. And he's saying that is the condition under which every man will be judged. So who is the man that has not heard the gospel? Anytime you ask, what should be your answer? I have given you that answer now. Who is the man that has not heard the gospel? I have given you my own answer. The answer is what? Which man? This one, they ask you, what happens to the man that has not believed God? Ask him, which man? Hallelujah. Don't try to do an assignment for anybody else. Just say, which man? If you can point to the man, go and preach to the man. Amen. Well, of course, now you understand that God has revealed himself to all. Okay, thank you. Where am I? 16:17 now. 17. Behold, thou art called a what? A Jew. And rested in the scriptures, right? In the law. Law there means what? Scriptures again. Scripture, okay? And makest thy boast of God. 18. And knowest his will, right? And approves the things that are more excellent. Being instructed out of the law. What is law there? Scriptures. Is that clear? Scriptures. Or that which is written. So like I told you initially, the scriptures should make the journey of their own faith faster. Like I told you, like I said in earlier verse, if they don't want to believe, it will be faster. If they don't want to believe, it will be faster. Amen, amen. In fact, remember, for them, you know what he said in Hebrews 2? Every transgression and disobedience receive what? Instant. Just. It recompense. It will not. There will be physical consequences immediately. But the Gentiles, no, there's no Elijah to declare wrath on them. Are you with me? There's no Moses to judge them for their unbelief. So the people that add the written document, they also have prophets that are merciless. Something like that. Okay, Romans 2:19 now. And at confidence that thou thyself are the guide of the blind, a light to them which are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which have the form of knowledge and of the truth in the what? In the law, in the scriptures. Not the law of sin and death, yet scriptures. 21. Thou therefore that teachest another, teachest not thyself, thou that preachest that a man should not steal, dost thou steal? Who is the man that is teaching another here? Jew. Who is the man that is being taught? Gentile. Are you with me? Because the Jews, because they have the scripture, they are claiming superiority, which is normal. Now, but he's now saying, why are you that you are holding the scripture, doing the same thing that the Gentiles ought not to do? Hold on. Before you use that to communicate conduct, C22, thou that says a man should not commit adultery, does that commit adultery? That's that a boy's idol, does that commit sacrilege? That is sacrilege should be to rob temples, right? That's sacrilege. What is sacrilege? What is the meaning? To rob a temple, right? Good. Talking about some sins that only Jews do. Okay, hold on. Don't lose it here. Don't forget, what is the Ten Commandments? Is it the law of sin and death? No. Is it what? Faith in Christ and love for saints. Love for saints. So, 23. Thou that makest thy boast of the law. Thou that makest thy boast of the law. Through breaking the law, dishonorest thou God. They are boasting the fact that they have the oracles of God. But breaking the law will mean what? Let me say it this way. Breaking the law will mean hatred for men, which is a result of lack of faith in God. Just write it down that way. You'll understand later. Breaking the law there will mean hatred for men, or don't forget, committing adultery is hatred for men, and stealing is hatred for men, murder is hatred for men, everything else, lying, everything is hatred for men. Are you with me? No, you know, the real thing is love for men, right? So the opposite will be what? Hatred for men. And why will you hate men? You don't have what? Faith in God. So why would the Jew do those things? He hated men, which is because he didn't want to love God. So Paul is describing the source, not the actions. Don't forget. 24. For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written. For circumcision verily profit, if thou keeps the what? The law. How do you keep the law? To believe the gospel and to love saints. But if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made what? Uncircumcision. How do you break the law? I know you are tired. You can't be tired. How do you break the law? Just keep, I know you know, you keep saying it. To what? To reject the what? The gospel, which will result in what? Hatred for men. Learn to say it that way. Don't forget. Okay, I'm going there soon. No, let me not cry. I'm upset. I can proceed. 26. Therefore, if this uncircumcision keep the what? Righteousness of the law. What is the righteousness of the law? That's the same oi oi. The ditch, the that which is contained in the law. Which is in verse what? Which verse is that? 14, right? That we analyze. So that is the same righteousness of the law. That's what he's saying. So if the therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the that of the law, the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for what? Circumcision. Hallelujah. That is if they believe the gospel. 27. And shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it what? Fulfill the law. What is fulfill the law there? To believe in Christ, right? That means shall not the uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, judge thee, who by what? Letter, that is circumcision, does transgress the law. Praise God. Are you understanding the comparison? So he's saying, if a Gentile that does not have the written documents, if he does what? If he ends up to believe the gospel, will he not judge you that although you have the written document, you refuse to what? Believe the intention of that document, which is to believe the gospel. So Jew, Gentile, same gospel. Hallelujah. Are you with me, bro? Thank you. Same gospel. That's the intention of the scripture, to believe in Christ. Don't forget, scriptures are written for faith. 28. For it's not a Jew, which is one what? Outwardly. Jude, are you writing? Hope no pastor, you like me? It's hearing. It's hearing me calling your name. So that'd be a faithful ambassador. For you are apt, for we act your soul. Good. Are you with me, brother? For it's not a Jew who is one outwardly. Neither is that circumcision which is outward of the flesh. This is a checkmate to everything they are doing. Are you with me? This is just a disclaimer, a dishi. Telling you that it's not about these plenty outward things that they are doing. It's to believe. It is to believe in the heart. Faith in Christ. Which was in the same document. Check Deuteronomy 30, 14. Well done, well done. You don't have to be used to this. I have to push you to this. Deuteronomy 30, 14. Don't forget, faith is clearly written in that dialogue, but they have to discover it. Discover it out. So it looks like men actually have a duty towards God. You have a duty to continue. You have a duty to search out. Okay, 30:14. Let's read together. Want to go? Where is the real salvation? 30:14. Want to go? But the word is what? Is very near unto thee. Where is it? In thy mouth and in thy heart. Hallelujah. Where do you do the will of God? In your heart. Is there? Not in things. Not in works. And this is the same thing that Paul explained in Romans 10. Hallelujah. So, chapter 2, verse 29 of Romans. Go back there. Don't get tired of me, please. Everybody, I don't want anybody to go ahead of time. Are you in Romans 2:29 now?
Want to go, let's read. Lastly, want to go. To, no, it's not lastly for today. Let's read, yes. But he's a Jew, which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the what? Heart. In the spirit. And not in the letter. Whose praise is not of men, but of God. Letter there will imply what? Huh? Huh? I know that one will cause some. Yeah. Hallelujah. So, is a Jew which is one what? Inwardly. What is the opposite of inwardly? Outwardly. Things that they are doing. Right? So, now circumcision is in the spirit, not in the outward plenty things. Are you with me? That's what letter there signify. Each one. Context. Someone just ask me, let me tell you the truth. It's actually, in this gospel, this is naturally how I plan to continue God's word, God's action. There's just, I want to describe some, the way we are doing before at times, to describe plenty of things, like go to here, go here, go here, go here, go here, like I did in chapter one, in part one and two. Also go to plenty places and explain plenty things. But I wanted to explain one verse to you in Romans, that's all. It's one verse. It's there in Romans 3, which we are going very soon. It's one verse I want to explain. And also, how do I explain this without going back to what? Chapter 1. I cannot just come to chapter 3 and tell you that lawyer does not mean this. You have to start from the beginning. Which other book do we analyze like this in this church? I punch you. Which Hebrews? First John. See all of you. Like, First John. Hebrews, we didn't explain Hebrews. No, I'm not studying Hebrews. So. Hebrews is just still peak, right? Just. Although we can say we have explained Hebrews 1:1-3. We don't want one, we start again. Are you with me? The whole of last part is just of Candidabrion is just that Hebrews 1:1-3. Amen. Which we have not even finished explaining today. God will help us. Say amen. And once you say amen, what should you be expecting? Parts series 4, something like that. Series 3, series 4. Okay, Romans 3, verse 1 now. He now asks you this question. What advantage, start by, no, you, sorry, it's her name. Start to be, come on, don't trip up. Okay, I think that corner is not helping you. Change your position. Change. Come on. I've told you. Slot are between two word men. Be fast. Come on. Book it now. That's your duty now. I say somebody should relocate. You can't relocate that. Come on. Be fast. Come on. Romans 3, verse 1. What advantage then had the Jew? We are not punishing her. We are helping her. Hallelujah. She'll be strong. Amen. Look at the Bible. Come on. What advantage then? No, this is not a very good question. Why will he ask this question? That means he has already told you that Jews can be saved, Gentiles can be saved. That is why he will ask this question. That is the summary of what he has been saying. This. Okay, so Jew, what do you think you have special? See it. What advantage then are the Jews, or what profit is there of circumcision? Don't forget, the Jews are to arrive at the intention of God through written documents. The Gentiles can arrive at the same intention of God through inquiry in their hearts. Write it down that way. Inquiry in their hearts. Because despite the written documents, the Jews will still have to rely upon the same hearts for salvation. Because the scripture narrowed salvation, faith in Christ, to where does it happen? In the heart. Which is the same Deuteronomy 30, 14, 14-15 that we read. Passing, Abby? Thank you. I know I'm too fast, Abby. Write down the one you can write down. Don't slow me down. I said one is to arrive at the conclusion of God through the inquiry of the heart. Inquiry. That's the Gentile. Why? The Jews is to arrive at the same conclusion through what? Written documents. But don't forget, even in the document tells you to rely on what? The heart. You need to rely on the heart or to believe. So to tell you still that the heart is the place that salvation happens. That is what he told them in that John 5:39. You think in the scripture you find you have eternal life. You think in the, you are looking for plenty in the scripture. The scripture only testifies of me. You now come to me to believe in me in your heart. In your heart. In your heart. In your heart. Okay, come on. See verse 2. Well, both of them, whether you see the same destination, faith in Jesus Christ in the earth. Verse 2. Much everywhere, chiefly because unto them. Unto them. Oh, what is the edge of the Jew? Unto them was what? Committed the oracles of God. Hallelujah. That was their edge. They had a responsibility. Unto them was what? Committed the oracles of God. Document with which God will be explained later. That is why he told them in chapter 2 that if they pay attention, they will be saved faster. Something like that. Like something like that. But if they do not pay attention, they will be what? Destroyed faster. So for them, it will be anyone you do, faster, faster. But then Gentiles, it looks like slower, slower. Amen, amen. If you look at how long it will take. Okay, how long will it take you to read? For example, Genesis to Deuteronomy. Maybe in this age, maybe it will take you one day, right? For fast readers. For some of us that God is helping us, 3 days or just 1 month. Amen. So that is how long it will take you to read. But of course, you know, in those days, even the Bible is not even written, it's not even as compact as this. Are you with me? Maybe the whole Pentateuch will be as big as, you know, big stuff. Uh-huh. So, but yet, the truth is there. And also, you know that some of them, they have to hand copy this thing. Eh? There is no printing press. You have your own Bible that you read at home. Or else you want to go and steal the Bible of the priest. If they catch you, it's dead. Touch Bible. Ah, Aaron's Bible. Ah, it's dead. So you have to go and see. You have a copy. And the man of God will tell you, you have to make another copy for me so I can give my son fairness. So that the fire of God will not destroy him. Which is not real. And the fire of God killed him. Sorry, that's a revelation, not revelation. Are you with me? Okay, so to tell you that it's not that easy for both of them. But everybody has a journey. Say, man, I have a journey to know God. It's a journey of man. That's why you are here. That's why you have a spirit. Spirit of man is the candle of the living God. So now, unto them is committed, the oracles of God. Hear it now. Want to go? For what if some of them did not believe? Shall their unbelief make what? The faith of God without effect. Hallelujah. He's saying if it can mean two things, like their unbelief has not changed God's way of justification. The fact that the Jews that have the scripture that they don't believe, that does not change the fact that it is not scripture that says it's still faith in Christ. And it can also progress to mean their unbelief has not changed the power revealed to those who believe. Hallelujah. Their unbelief also has not changed the power of God revealed to those who believed. So the unbelief of the Jews will not say the Gentiles should not be saved. Their unbelief has not made the faith of God without effect. Hallelujah. He has not said Isaiah 53 verse 1 should not come to pass. Who has believed our report? To whom is the power of God, arm of God revealed? Amen. Oh. That's what we are saying. Oh, no, this is not a series that you can just say I'll copy notes. This is not about copy notes. Eh? You must put yourself in this atmosphere. You cannot be listening to this message now and you're cooking beans. You don't get anything. You have to listen to this. But that's why, please, when I say free your time, free it. Don't lie, but just tell them that I'm indisposed. What is happening? Something is happening. Tell your employer, there's an issue with my spiritual. Not that there's an issue with my life, which I have to go and sort out. You know, we think you are. So don't lie. Just say something. Just leave. Just say that. See, as you are seeing me now. You must find something to say. So you can come and learn of God. You know, I also observe that this one now, if I split this one too far, I do this one today, one on Wednesday. Thought I will forget. Yeah, she has spoken. Amen. Okay, so please help me. So God, I'm already appealing to you because I'm not done. That's what I'm saying. So, yeah, you write down. Write down. Firstly, you said the wrong word. Ride. For me to ride a bicycle. Secondly, I will ride down. You see? Okay, awesome. Thank you. Where are we? Verse 4 now. God forbid, yet let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mayest be justified in thy sin, and mightest overcome when thou. That means when you examine God, that he might be justified. So that he will, on that day, he will clearly show you that I have never set different criteria for different men. Are you with me? On the judge, you will see that. That's why he said in chapter 2 that on that day that he will judge the secret of men by my gospel. So we will see God as just. That he has not made it difficult for anybody. Even the Jews that now have the scripture. No, that's what Paul says. He said, do you, because of the scripture, dishonor God? The same scripture, that's what they used to fight God. The same goodness, same power God they saw. That's what they used to fight the same God. I'm not to believe. Why the food is yet in their mouth? What happened? Psalm 78, have you? The wrath of God came on them. Amen. So it's not the scripture that the Jews is about the heart of man. So the scripture that the Jews have is not, it should help them, but if your heart is not ready, it will not help you. Are you with me? If your heart is not ready to believe, it will not really help you. Thank you for that. So, I'm in verse what, please? Verse 5 now. But if our, now, let me, I will say this, just let me read it, then I will explain to you. But if our unrighteousness commend the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Is God unrighteous who taketh vengeance? I speak as a man. Hold on. Let me just rephrase this for you this way. Are you ready? Now, he said, if our unrighteousness, me, our own, if our unrighteousness commend the righteousness of God, that means if you call our preaching of faith unrighteousness, if our unrighteousness, that means if you are calling we that are preaching faith unrighteousness, it's a style of communication, right? It's not a straight. So you have to interpret this carefully. So he's saying, if you call our preaching of faith unrighteousness, that means those who have suffered from unbelief was unjustly punished by God. Write it down there. You compare it with what you just read with the verse. Let me say it again. If you call our preaching of faith unrighteousness, that means that those who have suffered from unbelief was unjustly punished by God. Write that down, then compare with verse 5. See if you are able to tally the two together. Now, Paul wrote it in form of a question and answer. Me, I now wrote it for you in clear statements. Think, or look at it very well. Think, I'll give you time. Now, following us on live stream, hope you see that you cannot just follow this one by just doing Yahoo's here, and you put the episode in your head. Please try and get your Bibles. Or you should have the Bible in that phone. I don't know if you are using Watch Party. If you are using Watch Party, they can easily minimize. If you are using Watch Party, you can just minimize while you are still looking at the Bible on your phone. Thank you, Sasa Mars. We are just trying to help as little we can. So, are you able to tally it? It took me a while for me to explain. They say, if our unrighteousness, there will mean our preaching of faith, if it commends the righteousness of God, if that is what God actually wants, what shall we say then? That means if you are calling our preaching of faith unrighteousness, is God unrighteous who taketh vengeance? That will mean those who have suffered from unbelief, they were unjustly punished by God. So try and mark that. See verse 6. God forbid. For then, how shall God what? Judge the world. Are you seeing that? His line of thought. He was talking about those who have suffered from the wrath of unbelief. He says, is God now unrighteous who taketh vengeance? He's talking about wrath of unbelief. Okay. Thank you. Verse 7. For if the truth of God, now see the same word. For if the truth of God, right,
at more abundant through my life. Is Paul telling lies? Huh? No. That is a style of what? Communication. So if the truth of God, that means if man has been justified by what you are calling my lie. If Abraham was justified by faith and you are calling faith a lie. Are you getting that? It's a style of communication. It's all these people poetic communication style. Unto his glory. Why am I also judged as a sinner? Why am I persecuted? Hold on. Why? That's why. Now, sinner here now, you know, it's that's why I said context is just serious, eh? Sinner here now does not describe the man that is sinning. Let me tell you the sinner. The sinner here is in the next verse. How they call him, how they judge him as a sinner is the way they are reporting him, which is next verse. And not rather as we be what? Slanderously reported, right? As some have found that we say, let us do evil that good may come, whose damnation is just. So, how is Paul judged as a sinner? They are reporting him out slanderously. They are saying he's preaching that he's giving people, that his preaching is giving people what? License to sin. So that is how they judge him as a sinner. Say, if the truth of God's word, how did he put this again? If the truth of God has more abounded, that means people have been justified by this spirit through my life unto his glory. Why am I judging as a sinner? That means the persecution is a certification that you are saying the truth. And the persecution is how he was what? Slanderously reported. How people are saying wrong things about him. That's why even in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and 12, one of the things he used to authenticate his ministry is persecution. Same thing in Galatians chapter 4. When he was telling them of the things he passed through to bring the gospel to them, that he went through to bring the gospel to them. Have I now become your enemy? But when you guys saw the state, my state, so you could have even, they say you could have even plucked out your eyes to give to me. So persecution authenticates ministry. That's what he's saying. Okay, thank you.
Okay, those who said that are self-condemned.
So now, he said in the last part, he said, whose damnation is just? That means people who say that their damnation is what? Is just. Why? That means those who say that, they are self-condemned. That last part, the people who report Paul, who persecute Paul, who are reporting Paul, that is giving people license to sin, they are self-condemned. Because that is their own efforts not to retain God in their knowledge. Write it down that way. Come on. Try. Don't give up. That is their own efforts not to what? Retain God in their knowledge. They are self-condemned. That is their own journey of rebellion. Rejecting the preacher. That is their effort to enter a state of permanent rebellion. That is their effort. Whose damnation is just. That is their effort to enter a state of permanent rebellion. Verse 9. What then? Are we reading verse 9 together so that you can get the issue with the universal man? You know, Paul is just awesome, man. Thank God for Paul. Say thank God for Paul.
Thank God for Paul.
Yeah. You know, some people hate Paul, though, seriously. If you are a money monger, you hate Paul. You have to hate Paul. But I'm not sincere, you hate Paul. Just make it, God. Okay, verse 9. One to go. What then? Who are the we now? Jews, right? I will punch you. Say Gentile. It's probably Gentile. He's a Jew himself. So, what then? Are we better than they? You were actually in the Greek, it's just, what then? Are we better? Right? You know, the other one, italicized, right? No, in no wise. Say no wise. Now, see the latter part. One to go. For we are before proved. That what? Both Jews and Gentiles, that they are all under sin as it is written. Hold on, as what it is written. Who can give me another word for both Jews and Greek are under sin? All men need justification. Why is it written like this, as it is written? Law. Just relax, don't worry. I've not even gotten there. That's just running ahead of myself. Okay, see it, as it is written. So, before you run ahead, you must check where they are written. So, open Psalm 14, 1 to 3. Also, anywhere you see it is written in the Bible, it does not symbolize finality. What does it mean? It means it is written somewhere. It means, as Lagbaja said, when you saw it is written, it does not mean finality. Amen, amen. Okay, Psalm 14, 1 to 3. Have you seen that? Let me wait for you to finish writing. So the end point of what I'm teaching is that you understand, that you become better. Not that I want to show knowledge. That's why I love to wait for you. The other consequence to that is that the preaching will be longer. And you have to stay. Amen. Because you love your pastor. And you don't want him to be preaching to shares. Amen. So stop. I know you are hungry, but you have the grace to stay. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So Psalm 14, 1 to 3. Can you read it? Yes, 1 to go. Read like you stand up. Hallelujah. Okay, thank you. Read Psalm 5 verse 9. Read Psalm 5 verse 9. Read Psalm 5 verse 9. 1, 2, go. Yes, sir. Thank you. Read Psalm 10 verse 7. Read Psalm 1 verse 16. Should be 116. Is it 1 doesn't read 16, right? Check. What is in 1116? Then get 16 too. Okay. Don't worry, I'll get that later. So okay, let's come back to Romans 3 now. 11. Romans 3, 11. Are you there? Okay. Want to go? Let's now read. Want to go? Yes? There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Their throat is an open sepulchre. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of salves is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and mysteries are in their ways. And the way of the peace they have not known, there is no fear of God before their eyes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now read verse 19. Everybody want to go? Now we know that whatsoever the law saith, he saith to them who are what? Under the law. That every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may become guilty before God. Don't relax, he said. Look at that verse 19. The Lord there is which law? Is this scripture? Why? Yes. Awesome. Yes. Okay. Now, do you remember the book of Hebrews? Huh? You remember the book of Hebrews? You saw how that guy is a DJ of the Old Testament? Huh? Saw how he just pick. That means the guy looked at the Old Testament, he was able to what? Bring out faith from just pa. You get that? Psalm 110, the Lord said to my Lord, sit down in my right hand. He picked that, and this one, and I and children that God has given me, and this one, he said unto the angel. Just how he was able to dig that. You saw that? Same way, a diligent Bible teacher must be able to identify where the law of Moses is speaking in the scriptures. Now, first write that down. Then I will explain. Write that down. A diligence, that means as I'm reading Psalm, maybe Psalm 35, I'm reading a good Psalm, I must be able to get to a place that, stop, this is condemnation speaking. Law of Moses speaking. This is law of sin and death speaking. This is the question. No, when the law of Christ will say, both of them, they say the same thing, but different ways at times. When the law of Christ, or when the, I'm saying the law of Christ, like, yes. When the law of Christ, well, yes. I'm trying to, when the law of Christ will say, you need justification. I want man in my what? Own image, right? When the law of Christ will say his own like that, how will the law of Moses say his own? Law of Moses will say, you are a sinner. Repent, you are a sinner. Hope you know that even among us, we don't tell people you are a sinner. Huh? What do we say? Believe the gospel. Are you with me? So when he's saying both, when he says we are before proved, it is before proved. That we is not actually Paul that is speaking. It has been proven before that both what Jews and Gentiles are what? All under sin. Who proved? No, proving is different from saying. Who proved? No, proving is like, let me show you. How did Moses, for instance, show them that they're under sin? Is it Ten Commandments? No. The things that follow. Are you with me? The plenty ones. So, to prove, it is the law of sin and death that proves that humanity is under sin. Write that down. And he is not actually telling a lie like that. But it's just not a God's way of communication. It's man's communication. That is man's way. Please don't try and write it down. Just try. Do your best. Come on. That is man's way of saying humanity needs justification. That's the law of sin and death. Please try and write it down. Let me say it this way. The law of Moses. Eh? The law of Moses is flesh explaining the things of the Spirit. The law of Moses is flesh explaining the things of the Spirit. That's the law of Moses. Flesh explaining God. So the way that the law of Moses will communicate the need for justification is that you are no good. You are no good. You are far from God. That was the law of sin and death, which is also part of the written documents. That was the law of sin and death speaking, which is also part of the bigger law, scripture. Maybe as you are writing, please maybe to help you, anywhere you want to write law as referring to the scripture, use capital letter. A-L-L-A-W. And then we want to refer to maybe law of sin and death. Use what? Small letter. Are you with me? No, of course. The law is more than two. I hope we have seen three already. And it may still get to four. Because we are entering the house of Romans 7 today. Amen. Thank God I've not explained that before today. Once you explain that, if you try to explain Romans 7, if you try it, if you try to explain Romans 7 before this,
You just forget. You will enter Praxi. That's a place that is so thick. But it's simple, eh? Context, eh? So back to Romans 3:20. Therefore, by the what? Deeds of the law. Show me the other. There's a verse we are reading in Romans 2 that talks about deeds of the law. Show me. Verse what? That refers to something else. Find it. Please be fast. Please read it. Verse 6. Read it. Thank you. Who will run out to everyone according to his deeds? There's another verse there. Check. That's what I explained. Is it 13? Or that is similar to, maybe it's not this, you use doers of the law, have you? Okay, but the doers, right? So down now, the doers of the law refer to what? Huh? Those are what? Believe, right? Don't get tired. Once you are tired, you dull me too. So when the doers of the law in 13, or what do you call it, refers to those who believe, right? But the deeds of the law in chapter 3, verse 20, will refer to what? Therefore, by the deeds of the law. This law is now what? Law of sin and death. That is the deeds, the different sacrifice, atonement, everything. By the deeds of the law, shall no flesh be justified in his sight. The one that will not bring justification, that will be the doings, right? For what? By the what? What is the only thing the law can explain? The knowledge of sin. What's knowledge? Is it epignosis? Check. Fast, would you check? What's that knowledge? Is it epignosis? Onosis. It's epignosis, right? So, in the law is an explanation of sin. The only thing the law of Moses can explain is what? Is sin. In fact, it's not even explained very well. Abi? He won't does error in the explanation. But the law will just magnify sin. In the law is what the epignosis is, the analysis of sin. That's what he analyzes. So that's why the guy just went off track. Okay, if you are wearing campana on top of a dire, you are going to hell. If a woman is wearing things that you are going to hell. So he goes to a place. Okay, if you diligently obey, these few things will happen. But if you don't obey, to tell you like, why is going is really that if you don't obey? He's not going to the verse 1 to 13 of Deuteronomy 28. He's going to the 14. That's why the 14 to 50, 60 something is more. Wait here. Now, after you have finished reading, will you remember this? Any blessing? You will not remember anything he said before. Which is down that we ate there. Sorry, I think you will be betrothed to a lady. What will happen? That's sad. No, that cannot be God. Yeah, he is just far from God. See, you drill a lady and that man will go and sleep with her. Yeah? Moses, what now? Okay. And that is just all to explain sin, no? Amen, amen. Praise God. So, love is a pepper man. It's a pepper. You don't want to be Lord, Abby? Let me show you your life. Start showing them. I just want to just tell. Don't worry, a prophet will be the Lord your God sent unto you, like unto me. Hear him, oh? How would they hear him in their life? Would they hear him in their lifetime? Explain him to them. Are you with me? That one is not relevant to them. Will you help them? No. Explain that in to them. That's why one of the things, like I taught you in which series, the real offense of Moses, why didn't Moses enter the promised land? False doctrine. Physical promised land, not heaven. False doctrine. And that is what that Jude 1 depicted when you are seeing Michael and the angel was, sorry, and devil was fighting for the body of Moses, right? Moses is a man in Christ today. Eh? He entered, he's in God's Jerusalem. But because of what false doctrine, he's physical or he did not fulfill ministry. For Moses to enter Canaan himself with his Israelite, it's for him to be said to fulfill ministry. So ministry, he didn't fulfill, but it was justified. That's what all those things, shadows is showing you. So that means if you are here today, you just say, of course, you are not here, you are here in this church, you are just saying you are getting testimonies via all these plenty things. You are not teaching what you ought to teach. You are perverting people. Well, 1 Corinthians 3 already describes the end of your journey. Your work shall be burnt. You will be saved by fire. Plenty of them today. God help them. Say amen. Galatians 2:16. So therefore, by the deeds of the law, that's Romans 3:20, By the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified in itself, because by the law is the knowledge of sin. I've read John chapter 2, verse 4. So this day means the plenty sins. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith of Jesus Christ. Even we will believe in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not in the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall what? No flesh be justified. Verse 21 now of Romans 3. Go back to Romans 3:21. But now, say but now. The righteousness, now can mean therefore to God. Therefore, or something, moreover, the righteousness of God without the law. Hold on now, slowly. Let me just say it straight so you can write it down. But moreover, the righteousness of God without the law, in bracket, of sin and death. Don't forget, the law of sin and death in verse 20, it has deeds, plenty things to do to warrant that. But now he's saying, but now the righteousness of God without the law of sin and death is what? Manifested, being witnessed by the what? Law, which is what? Scriptures and prophets. Law and prophets is already what? Scriptures. So most times in those chapter 2, when you ought to say law and prophet, you skip the prophet, you just say law alone. You see scriptures. So, but now, the righteousness of the law of God without the law of sin and death is manifested, being witnessed by the scriptures. Simple. And see, law, two law in the same verse, different thing. Different things. So even we are on a journey, Abi. Just like we started our own journey from salvation. Hallelujah. We have to know things. So, 22. Even the what? Righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto how many? All. Say all. All we mean was Jew and Gentile. And upon all them that believe. Hallelujah. For there is no... Why will he say there is no difference? Because he's talking about the Jew-Greek dichotomy. Are you with me? Praise God. So the righteousness of God in the scripture is by faith in Christ alone, not by works. The Jews can attain this. The Gentiles can also what? Attain this. Amen, amen. Praise God. So let me ask you this question. So how do you interpret verse 23? How do you interpret verse 23? The same thing that we have said before. Write down your own perfect way of explaining verse 23, Romans 3:23, and we start from that in the next 15 minutes. Thank you, Bracken.